For media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Just I'm sure you heard the comments from Coach Fleming, but you guys on the short end of that 20-6 game at Rhode Island with a couple opportunities. I know that probably wish you could have had back, but just your impressions on that game.
Well, yeah, there's a number of things that occurred during the course of that game, and starting off with Rhode Island playing a complete game, playing a very good game in all three phases, as Jim just stated. You know, they had some big plays in the pass game. They actually blocked a punt, which our defense was able to respond and not give up any points. But, you know, any time you have a blocked punt, you give them field position at about midfield. That's always kind of deflating emotionally. And then there was, I don't want to say a comedy of errors, but there was some things that happened offensively that, again, led to us not playing consistent enough. We weren't able to establish a running game, although we didn't have that many attempts. We weren't on the field enough. They had the ball for 10-plus minutes. As Jim just mentioned in his final comment there, our second play from scrimmage, we have our tight end running down the field. I think he was probably 5 to 7 yards behind everybody and somehow got tackled, and fell down. And we were only able to come away with a field goal where I don't know if he would have gotten caught by one of their guys. I'm not 100% sure. But, you know, had we scored a touchdown there, maybe a little different momentum change for us. And then early in the second half, we held that we got an interception at midfield and sparked us. And on the very first play from scrimmage, we got to the 1 yard line. And then we lost 4 yards, had a delay of game, and missed a pass on the third down play. So, you know, came up with only a field goal there where when you're first and goal at the 1 yard line, you got to score a touchdown. That's got to be 7 points 100% of the time. And unfortunately, it wasn't for us. And that would have tied it up at 10-10, and who knows what happens after that. But, not consistent enough on offense. Defense, you know, kept them off the board for the most part, but still gave up some passing yards. And that 71-yard touchdown that Bove had was a great play by him. But, you know, we had some missed tackles along the way. But, again, I don't want to take anything away from them. They played a more complete game in the three phases than we did, and, you know, we came up on the short end of the score.
How difficult, maybe that's not even the right word to deal with, when you've had some of the struggles you've had over the last several weeks offensively, to have a couple of opportunities for touchdowns not come up, especially there in the first half like that?
Well, the comments that we made, and after watching the film, I probably watched it 4 times, and then, you know, when we watched it collectively with the team, the comments I made to them is, you know, as much as you don't want to take anything from Rhode Island, it really was our execution and our mistakes. We had another 45-yard gain to our tight end down the middle of the ball seam, which we should have had it on their 20 again, and we had a holding call by one of our guys. So that's a 55-yard change of field position swing. It really wasn't the players that were put on the field. We know we've had a lot of injuries, so we, you know, don't have some of our guys, but, you know, it's really the execution of the plays, or lack thereof, that's causing some of our demise. On the first play, to give you an example, and that's why I started out by saying a little bit of a comedy of errors, you know, the second play from scrimmage, our tight end, it looks like he's going to score a touchdown. And as Jimmy alluded, the ghost of Meade Stadium came up and tripped him. But, you know, still a big play, and we're in position to score. And then a couple plays later, we drop a pass that would have given us a first down, if not a touchdown there in the same drive. And then that first down play, our quarterback's coming out from under center to hand the ball off to our back, and he gets stepped on by our center. So that forces a missed exchange, and that's why we lose the 4 yards instead of, you know, maybe punching it in there. So, just some things like that are shooting ourselves in the foot, along with the penalties. It hasn't been turnovers. We got 2 turnovers, and we didn't give up any. So, you know, usually if you're +2 in the turnover category, that might equal a win in a lot of games. And in this game, it didn't. It just made for maybe a closer contest.
We have Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got one and two if you'll get that fourth question.
And your first question is from the line of Eric Watkins with BUSports.com.
Good morning, Coach. I had a couple of things I wanted to ask you about that. First being kind of looking back at your first season. I know you've got still a really big rivalry game coming up on Saturday. But kind of looking back, the way things have progressed, what surprised you the most about your first season as head coach? And then regarding the Delaware game, what is the primary thing you're trying to get your team to take away from this game? Like, what are you looking at as a goal and what you want to get out of it?
Well, I'll start with your second question first. What we want to get out of it is a victory against our rival opponent. And, you know, that's something that we want to make sure we go in and we prepare well for, and we go in and, you know, play a good rivalry game against Delaware, who's looking for a playoff spot. As far as your first question, is things that have surprised me, you know, I don't know if surprise is the right word. You know, I've been here, this is my 30th season at Villanova. You know, so I guess it's just a different chair that I'm sitting in right now from a perspective of handling some off-the-field things and, you know, nothing too crazy, but, you know, dealing with alumni, dealing with administration and, you know, having to do the press conferences and these conference calls on Monday and so on. So I don't know if surprise is the accurate word. It's been a little frustrating because of, you know, our execution. And then the injury part has been frustrating. But, you know, you can't put all the season and the seasons that we've had on the injuries alone, as I said. There's players that are out there, and if we just executed a more consistent level, you know, the record maybe wouldn't be what it is. But it is what it is at this point, so we're moving forward. We're going to prepare well and go out and hopefully put on a good show against our rival in our last game, senior day here on our home stadium.
All right, well, best of luck, Coach, and thanks for all your help this season.
You got it, Eric. Thank you for following.
Your next question is from the line of Kevin Trissolini with Delaware Online.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Good, Kevin. How are you, bud?
Good. Hey, just want to ask you how you feel the injuries have most affected you guys. I know that's something you don't like to dwell on, but obviously it's had an impact. How has that kind of affected you guys the most?
Well, I think it's affected our consistency of play, especially in the offensive side. You know, you lose your top quarterback who's a 3-year starter. You lose your top receiver in Ryan Bell, the tight end, and you lose one of your top two running backs in Matt Gudzak. So, you know, you can start there, and you're going to rotate receivers throughout the course of the year. And, you know, when we lined up against Lehigh and Temple, we had a 6-man rotation, and 3 of those guys are no longer in the lineup, you know, for majority of the year. So there's your consistency problems. And then lately on defense, you know, we had a real solid defense, and, you know, we had you know, the loss to Rob Roll, our free safety. But, you know, and since then, you know, we lose another DB. Malik Reeves has really missed. He played some this past week, but he's coming off a hamstring. And, you know, you miss some other guys on defense. So it's now hitting us on both sides of the ball. And, you know, that's been difficult. You know, you're not going to have consistent play when you play 3 different quarterbacks throughout the course of the season. It always starts under center, and it always starts up front. Up front, fortunately, we've stayed relatively healthy. We did have our right guard, Louis Chazar, out for a number of weeks, and he's coming back. He's been back the last couple weeks. So we've been fortunate enough to stay relatively healthy there. But if you don't have an experienced quarterback, you know, that's where it's going to start. Now, you flip to Elon, and they have Davis Cheek, who's also a young guy, but he had a spring practice under his belt. He had all of preseason under his belt, and then, you know, Kirk made him the starter, and he's obviously had a phenomenal season. So we played 3 different guys, and when you lose a guy like Zach Bednarczyk, who was really off to a good start this year, that's going to be the start of your inconsistency, and, you know, that's kind of where the frustration lies.
Hey, Mark, if I could ask one more thing. Obviously, Villanova has really had the better of Delaware over a pretty long stretch, including some pretty good Delaware teams in that span. How has Villanova been able to do that? How important has that been? And, you know, what are you expecting from the Blue Hens when they come up there on Saturday?
Well, I think it's a typical rivalry game. You know, you play these games and, you know, everyone always says, and we say it to our players, and I'm sure Coach Rocco will have those guys ready to rock and roll. But, you know, you throw the records out the window when you play these games. And, you know, you just got to go out and play as consistently as you can. And a lot of times it comes down to big plays. So, you know, there's times where we needed a onside kick late in the game to pull out the victory. There's times in this rivalry game where it took three block punts in one game to pull out the victory. So, you know, it's been just that type of a rivalry game. You know, sometimes you just, like I said, throw the records out the window. I'm sure they're going to be cranked up and ready to go. I'm sure they're going to come up here with a lot of emotion, and they have a real solid defense, probably I think number two in the league right now against scoring, and I know they have one of the top running games in the conference as well. So, you know, we got to match our strength of our run defense to their strength of the run offense, and we got to find a way offensively to be able to move it against a very stout defense and put some points on the board. So I can't answer the question as to why we've been able to come out victorious these, you know, recent years, other than, you know, our guys go in there and it's a big game in our book, and it's something that we always talk about as a rivalry game, and because usually it's the last game of the season. And, you know, with this weekend, I'm hoping that we can go out there and have some great emotion. Like I said, senior day, home game, final game of the season. And, you know, we do play for what is called the Battle of the Blue Trophy. I think it's been 11 years now since we've established, you know, that there is a trophy that comes along with it. And, you know, so hopefully that'll be enough to motivate our guys and go out there and play a solid performance.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate your time. See you Saturday.
Thanks, Kevin. You got it, bud.
All right, Mark. Thanks for your time today and all season long. I really appreciate it.
Sounds good, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.